Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 927. When you get off track, get back to basics. By Krista O'Reilly Davi-Dagi of alifeinprogress.ca. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now, yesterday's episode, that's episode 926, we were talking about New Year's resolutions. And I ended with a little bit of my commentary about how to get back on track. In the US, over the weekend, we just had the Super Bowl, which is like our World Cup. And so for many, that's a day when we tend to go completely off track. We may completely forget about our health goals or our nutritious eating habits that day, and that's okay. And so today's post, we're going to go into even more detail about that process. Oh, and before we get to it, don't forget, for more inspiration, motivation, quotes, giveaways, and lots more, make sure you're on our mailing list at oldpodcast.com. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. When you get off track, get back to basics. By Krista O'Reilly Davi-Dagi of alifeinprogress.ca. Maybe you've had a few sleepless nights, or job layoffs all around you are stressing you out, or your work-family-rest balance has evaporated into thin air, and you find yourself cranky, anxious, or tired out. You're not feeling how you want to, but this isn't the time for a dig-deep life overhaul. Instead, get back to basics. Sometimes all we need is to return to a set of tried-and-true rules that support us in feeling clearer, emotionally calmer, and more energized. But we also need to track these behaviors for a time to pull us back into healthier habits. I'm about to read to you a list of rules I recently jotted out for myself when I felt some anxiety creeping into my life. Consider using it as a jumping off point to create your personalized back to basics health rules. Back to basics self-care list. No work after 7 p.m. From 7 to 9 p.m., I want to be connecting with my family, hearing about their day, giving hugs, and tucking little people into bed. I might help a teenager study or cuddle with my spouse for a few minutes. I dim lights and aim to create a calming environment. But for the most part, the rest of the laundry, emails, or work projects just have to wait. Get ready for bed at 9 p.m. I get into PJs, brush my teeth, warm up my homemade rice bags, take a peek at my menu plan and agenda for the following day, and so on. Sometimes this is when a teen perks up and wants to chat, but when I'm feeling really drained, I know I must be strict about getting myself into bed. Read before bed to calm my brain. I aim to climb into bed at 9:30 p.m. to read easier fiction, you know, nothing too heart-wrenching, and I avoid work-related reading as it gets my brain all fired up. I read by the calming light of my salt lamp and take a few deep breaths and express gratitude for three things in my life. This is a time to calm myself and shut off my work brain for the day. Take 15 to 20 minutes, or just 5, morning or evening, to stretch and breathe. These few minutes are to just be and remind myself that I have a right to take up space in the world without being productive. Sometimes I count my breath to stay focused. Sometimes I use a life-affirming mantra like all is well, or I breathe in peace, I breathe out worry. Some people like to use a scripture that aligns with their faith practice or a favorite quote, short and sweet is best. Move my body 5 times per week. I just show up. If I'm really tired, I might walk slowly or just stretch. I might attend a fitness class or focus on strength training. It doesn't really matter to me. The important thing is that joyful movement helps lower anxiety in my life and supports me immensely in living a strong, purposeful life. I also move around a lot in the day and use a standing desk, but this set-aside time for movement is important to my mental and physical health and well-being. Drink 10 cups of water or non-caffeinated herbal tea each day. I love my morning coffee, but when I am anxious or tired, that old habit of wanting an afternoon shot of caffeine revisits me. This is usually the wrong choice to make. It simply messes with my blood sugar, dehydrates me, and affects my sleep quality. Water with lemon or a cup of tulsi, licorice, or reishi are better choices. Plus, playing with herbs is fun. But the main rule here is to simply get adequate water. Do something nurturing for myself each and every day. I have written about this before, but self-care is essential. On lucky days, this might mean a massage or date night. More often, it might mean taking 15 minutes for dry brushing and a sugar scrub before my shower, or connecting with a sister or friend, or simply plucking my eyebrows. We've got to celebrate the little wins, don't we? When I get off track in life, chances are if I check my agenda, I have fallen off the self-care wagon. Book days off. Working from home, or studying, or being away for weeks at a time, or even being a teacher, can lead to work creeping into every day, including family time. This is not healthy. We become less productive, and our health and primary relationships suffer when we do not prioritize sufficient time for rest and play. I pull out my calendar and block out days, at least one each week and various holidays, for rest. Boy, do I struggle with this, but I am learning to tighten the reins. Eat by 10:30 a.m. I have never been an early breakfast eater, but by mid-morning, I am hungry and ready for some warm leftovers. But sometimes, I fall into the habit of pushing my breakfast later and later in order to keep working. Not a good idea. Taking time to pause and nourish myself allows me to remain calmer, focused, and energized for the rest of the day. It's also an important act of self-care. Make time for life visioning. A clear signal that I'm in need of life visioning is that I get a little antsy or anxious. Moving forward with our goals or being productive is important, but we can end up living crazy busy but lacking in joy if we are not clear on why we are making certain decisions or spending our time in a certain way. The why is critical. A friend recently shared on social media about how she takes one full day each month to do this work as she supports herself. What a gift of self-care. But at a minimum, I spend a bit of time each week looking over the upcoming week and month and set aside 3 times a year for some deep reflecting, life visioning, and planning. Start where you can. Maybe what you really need is to simply start getting to bed before midnight and drinking more water. I encourage you to do an honest check-in of how you feel right now. And if you know you're off track, perhaps creating your own back-to-basic health rules will be enough to set you back on course. And be sure to track your progress. You just listened to the post titled, When You Get Off Track, Get Back to Basics by Krista O'Reilly Davi-Dagi of alifeinprogress.ca. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Olly.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I loved that the author talks about little wins, celebrating those little wins. This is because what we're learning is when we do one, even if it's a small, tiny thing that's good for us, it creates this momentum. So Krista gave the example of even if she's tired, she'll just show up to her workout. It may not be a tough workout. Her workout may just be walking for 5 minutes, but that's a tiny win. Think about the last time you pushed yourself for that tiny win. Maybe like Krista, you were just too tired, but you know what? You pushed yourself to stand up, do some stretches, or go for a 5-minute walk. How much better did you feel after that little win? Well, we don't just show up. It starts us off on this downward spiral, which usually takes us more work to get out of. But if we perform just one small act of self-care, it can make all the difference and get us back on track because we can celebrate that little win and feel better about ourselves for doing it. All right, that's it from me for today. I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. Thank you, as always, for listening. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.